When President Clinton apologized yesterday, again, he was just on the other side of the fence from where these tourists were waiting. He made his brief remarks less than 30 minutes before the House Judiciary Committee voted on the first article of impeachment. Here's an excerpt.
So nothing, not piety, nor tears, nor wit, nor torment, can alter what I have done. I must make my peace with that. I must also be at peace with the fact that the public consequences of my actions are in the hands of the American people and their representatives in the Congress. Should they determine that my errors of word and deed require their rebuke and censure, I am ready to accept that.
Earlier today, we caught up with somebody who has studied the president more than just about anybody but his family and friends. David Marinus has written the best-known biography of President Clinton. He reports for The Washington Post. How did you react as you watched President Clinton yesterday making that speech, that apology?
Well, I reacted by thinking how frightened and sad he looked. There is always a question with President Clinton on whether he is performing or not. And, of course, as president, he's always performing to one degree or another. But I think I saw some emotions there that I hadn't seen before. Perhaps this is the speech he should have given in August, but, of course, it's too late for that, as he himself said when he quoted the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. And the other thing I was thinking was a line that his wife, Hillary, always said to him, which is, Bill, life isn't a dress rehearsal. I think he was sort of saying to himself and everybody, I wish it had been earlier.
So this was not the same President Clinton you have seen so many times before?
Well, I think it's the same person, but I think it was reflecting a deeper emotion and feeling.
You know what, though? I heard some people who support him, basically, saying after watching the speech, why does it always seem to them, and I think to many people, that when President Clinton apologizes, the apology seems almost begrudging, like somebody's pushing him to do that? What does your study of his life tell you about that?
Well, my study of his life tells me that that's exactly right. It is begrudging, and whether it's forces or advisors or his own conscience pushing him to. He doesn't want to do it. He has always detested apologizing for anything, and his first tendency, which he showed in his first speech in August, is to blame his problems on external events and not his own deeds.
You've written in the past, and a lot of people have commented about what an amazing talent the president has for compartmentalizing. And this past week, as the House Judiciary Committee was closing in on him, he lit the White House Christmas tree.
Yeah.
He hosted black tie dinners, gave out various awards, attended a funeral, prepared for the peace mission to the Middle East. When you watched the president yesterday, did it seem as if his compartments were holding up?
No, not as much as usual. I had a sense that everything was starting to overwhelm him. I've always said that it's the duties of the presidency that are the welcome distraction for him away from the scandals that he's always dealing with. But I think that it's affected his every fiber of his being this week.
You sound almost a little dispirited yourself.
Well, I think that I am. And it has nothing to do with whether I like or dislike Clinton. I try to just explain him. But the whole process, I think, is dispiriting for everybody in this country.
Well, David Marinus, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
David Marinus is a reporter for The Washington Post. His book is called First in His Class, A Biography of Bill Clinton.